We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Joy Boys Show. Walker and Scott here. We'll have some interesting things happening. Old Granddad and Telefunny. And we'll have one of our famous Joy Boys little theater presentations for you that I know is going to be just a thrilling experience. Wouldn't you say so?
That'll make them all sick up there. There's plastic bags under the chair for those of you who want to do the honorable thing.
Hey, I want to make sure the program has a nice level to it, so let's check the equipment out.
Oh, the engineer is checking. Yes.
We got a good man riding the game tonight.
Sam Hecker. The Hecker,
you say. Don't use the name on the air. It costs you money. I'm very strict union man about that sort of thing.
All right, Sam.
Let me check the levels here.
All right, Sam.
Whoa. 98. We need some new tubes.
Yeah, right, Sam.
I'll be right back.
So do you, Sam.
I'm going to go on down into people to get some new tubes there. Hey, honey.
In the meantime, can you check the turntable out, Sam, see if it's working?
He's weird.
It's a player record. Anything will do. I don't care. Let's go. Jonah Jones and the quartet there, and you keep hanging on there. Just like a memory of this show. He just fell off. I don't know. That's the way it goes.
I think I hurt myself.
Yeah, that's typical, typical. Right now, coming into our studio is very good. It's old Jerry Strong, man who is famous around Washington for his delivery. And here, I'll take two, Jerry.
Doctor, I need some help desperately. You see, I'm about to...
Between Harrison and Garrison, there's no comparison. Hi, this is Jerry Strong speaking for Rodman's Discount Drugs, 5100 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest. Only Rodman's, the original discount drug store, guarantees 15 to 50% off every item in the store, 7 days a week, including prescriptions. Rodman's features top quality merchandise in every department, all at prices unbeatable in metropolitan Washington. Stock up at Rodman's on Wisconsin Avenue. That's a leader, you know.
Hey, Jerry boy. Jerry, baby. Sorry, Jerry, you got a lot of class. Jerry, where are you going, Jerry? Who is that masked hombre?
That's the Lone Raider.
Okay.
Rhoda's brother.
We're going to have a visit with Superman a little bit later on today, one of the great old radio days brought back again. I'm sure you can hardly wait. Now, if you're in the mood for some cold beer and a knockwurst, let us go where the action is, the Old Stomp. Listen to them. They're cheering, they're laughing, they're opening the beer. There goes the keg for you. Heineken, Lohan, Barau, and Michelob. We have it for you on draft here. You take your pick and you pay for it because we don't work on a charity basis. We're here to make a buck. And we have other goodies, too. We have Knockwurst, and we have Bratwurst, and delicious Schnitzel à la Holstein, the German potato salad. We have sauerkraut with the hickory smoked ribs. We also have... what else you want? Alka-Seltzer?
You've got a bad habit of spritzing on me when you say all that.
If you would move to the other side of the microphone, we speak with, what do you call it, emphasis.
That's a wonderful show.
I heard that on your station the other day, and it's very good.
Let's remind you that if you want a free beer tonight, come on in the Old Stein. They're having the famous Adela the Hun lookalike contest. If you look anything at all like Adela with big horns growing out of your head and kind of a lisp and walk weird, then you'll want to come to the Old Stein.
Just
forget
a moment.
That,
you might just win first prize. Why don't you go over? Because I think they're looking for you. It's the Old Stein, 1339 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, across from the DuPont Theater, open 7 days a week.
I got a crock over there, haven't they?
Two in the morning. I think you do right here, as a matter of fact.
Free crock and cheese. It's wonderful. They get you for the beer at the Old Stein.
Oh, Claudine, darling. Claudine Longer and Bushel and Peck. Music from, how you say it, Guys and Dolls. You like that, do you?
A marvelous production, one of the great productions of show business. Walker and Scott, the Jolly Boys, WRC, WRC NBC, and the National Broadcasting Company Penthouse Studio in Washington, D.C. And we are delighted to have with us on the program tonight one of the great of all great sponsors, Dyer Brothers. Dyer Brothers, 1916 Wilson Boulevard in Arlington, where they've been since 1066 and all that.
Do they make cough drops?
Yes, they do, the Dyer Brothers.
They have the beard and everything.
Yes, they were the original hippies.
Yeah.
And in Rockville, at famous little John Shopping Center, whatever it is.
Cabin.
One of those.
The Seven Locks
Chamber
Road.
Chamber Pot Shopping Center.
Seven Locks Road and Tuckerman Lane.
That's right, sweetie. Now, speaking of getting plastered, if you have your walls fixed up over there at your house and you're looking for some wallpaper, or if your wife is doing some interior decorating.
Hey, she's been doing interior decorating for years.
Now, we said interior decorating, sir.
My wife should do some exterior decorating. Boy, she looks terrible.
I think you hung one on last night yourself.
My gosh.
Why don't you slip on over there to Dyer Brothers? Would you try that? And the Cabin John Shopping Center, Tuckerman Low Road and 7 Bagels Avenue in Rockville. And check them out, because they really have the world's largest display of wallpaper there, friends. That's a lie. They don't have the world's largest display of wallpaper. They have Northern Virginia's largest display of wallpaper.
We don't sell that much wallpaper, but there's a guy who comes around here about twice a year.
Yeah.
Boy, can he sell wallpaper.
Actually, we just dropped a line of wallpaper, so forget the wallpaper. We'll edit this out of loop tape. And so that's why we say that Happy Joe's used car lot is still one of the better places. I think we lost something in the edit.
Brothers,
you guys don't like the way I edited the tape?
No, nothing. Yeah, well,
I got Walton cross with Ross this morning.
Oh.
Want to hear Larry Ross?
Larry Ross? Two locations, 1916 Wilson Boulevard.
What else they got? You said they dropped their wallpaper.
They have
paint. Why should I go over there?
Unfinished
furniture.
Are they
under Medicare or something?
They have a picture.
Give me an incentive, boy.
I'm trying.
We're a capitalist society. We don't just let it all hang out and tell me what they do.
Would you tell her to knock it off there, for goodness sake? I can hear you all the way down the hall.
Did we tell her that they sell Martin Senor paints and they have custom framing over there?
Did they do that?
I don't think you told them anything. I don't really care myself because my father-in-law owns the place, and I don't need it, but you're not in that good shape, Walker.
That's true. I was in the process, and the lady over there was giving me a bad time, but they do. They have Martin Senor paints, and they have unfinished furniture, picture framing department, and all sorts of fancy poles to go on dresser drawers.
They have brass knobs for your drawers?
Yes, they do. A Dyer Brother.
Hey, the Happy Harry Cock commercial's running a little long.
Okay. Say, can I sneak a record in here now?
Why not? We've done everything else tonight. What'd you bring us?
Thought I'd play an old one by the Jimmy Dorsey with Helen O'Connell and Bob Everly, 1941. They sell it a lot on television now. Here's Green Eyes.
Green Eyes with those soft lights.
Oh, what a cute little girl she is. That's Miss Helen O'Connell. With the Jimmy Dorsey Band, 1941.
Oh, that was wonderful reminiscing, Granddad.
Soft,
that's
right.
Nice. Well, thank you, Granddad. That was a marvelous record. I know you're going to come back again pretty soon, Granddad. Oh, boy, get him out of here. Now let's have a Pepsi and relax.
New Diet Pepsi is at your store now, and it was worth the wait. Look for the new carton with a bright yellow band announcing, sugar added, no cyclamates. Better than ever taste in a regular cola. That's new Diet Pepsi. Look for it next to regular Pepsi at your store and get lots of both.
And Pepsi's got a lot to give.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman brought to you by Super Dupers, the greatest name in polyethyl saturated fats that guaranteed to cook a tray to make your taros taste better than they ever did when the bread's out. Now, for today's exciting story. As our scene opens, we find ourselves in the office of the downtown metropolitan newspaper, The Daily Orbit. Inside, Chief Perry Winkle is on the telephone, and Clark Fink, number one reporter, is standing by waiting for something to happen. As we hear the phone ring, and Perry Winkle says,
Yeah. What, a robbery at the warehouse? Certainly. I'll send my ace reporter, Clark Fink, over immediately. Yes, thank you.
Chief.
Fink.
Yes, Chief.
Fink.
Chief.
Yes. Fink, quit doing your nails. Fink, and listen to me for a minute.
Well, what's the matter?
Been a robbery over there. Shocking pink. They look nice this week.
I thought it would be different, yeah.
There's a robbery over at the warehouse on the south side of town, and we've got to get somebody to cover it. Now, it's the Lois Lane is doing a dance down at the club.
Can't you let Lois do it, Chief? I don't like those robberies. I'd rather handle the night court.
She's having a hearing up in Baltimore or something to do with a dance. I don't know. But go ahead. You take care of this.
I have to go. Okay, Chief.
Go ahead, Captain. Good luck.
Gee, a robbery.
Good night.
That means crooks and everything, I guess. This is a job for Superman. I guess I better find myself a closet here. Let's see, I'll just go in here and maybe...
Ah, what are you doing? You scared 15 years of my life away.
I'm sorry, Maud, you've got to get out of this closet. I have to find something in here right away.
Look, I promised the chief I'd clean the flowers before the evening is over, and I've got to go in this water closet.
You don't understand.
Get out, shoot, go on, be gone with you now.
I've got to find a closet to put on my costume so I can be Superman and catch those deadly crooks. Let's try this closet right down here and see if that...
Sweetheart, I think you're the most beautiful girl in the world. My heavens, what is happening here?
I'm sorry, folks. I didn't realize you were here.
Look,
but
pal, I'll poke you right between that big nose of yours.
I need this closet. You've got to get
anybody
out of
that uses fingernail polish anyway.
All right, Gee, I just don't know what... There's one more closet down here. Oh, I've got to get them. They'll have the thing robbed before I... I'll never be able to get into that closet. Well, there's not much left to do here. Let's see. Oh, there's one more closet down here at the end of the hall. Let me just try it. Oh, I chipped my nail on that door. Ah, good. Nobody's in here. Just close the door. Off with these clothes. On with the cape. And this is a job for Superman. Now then, up, up, and away. No. Oh. Wait a minute. Something's wrong here. Let me try the door here. Wait a minute. Well, that's door stuck. That shouldn't be a thing for Superman. I can break through this door with no problem at all. Let's try it. Up, up, and away! Oh, wait a minute. The cape is caught in the door. Well, now, this presents a problem. If I tear the cape to open the door, I lose my Superman strength. If I don't tear the cape, I'll be stuck in this closet and... They'll never catch those robbers.
What will Superman do? Faced with the most serious problem in his life. You won't want to miss tomorrow's exciting episode.
Happy boy, Mr. Scott. I've got a...
What's the matter?
The note.
Uh-oh. Unfortunately, our writer has been drafted in the reserves, and Superman will have to stay in the closet until the series is over.
What about me? I'm stuck in this closet. How am I going to get out of here?
I'd suggest you call the union. This looks like a job for the union man.
Let me get out of here.
Yeah, good boy, Jerry Reed. They're talking about the good times, and we hope you're having a good time with us. Walker and Scott, the Joy Boys, from WRC NBC in Washington. How is
that? Washington, D.C.
For our overseas audience in Virginia, we did it in...
That girl, hold up, bless your heart.
I thought you...
The hound dog woke up, he rolled over.
Woke him right up, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I thought he's getting all excited there.
Ah, well, you know.
One ear went up.
Is that right? That's unusual?
Yes. And then he tucked his tail twixt his legs and left town.
Oh, I see. No, he didn't leave town. He's heading for Eddie Leonard's to get him a sandwich right now.
A hot dog.
Eddie Leonard's Sandwich Shop, you should try them. For the very best in sandwiches, just buy them. No matter where you are, you'll find that you're not far from an Eddie Leonard Sandwich Shop. Every sandwich will please, 15 varieties, open late every night, you'll enjoy a tasty light, pick them up, take them home, once you do you'll never roam from an Eddie Leonard Sandwich Shop. So take that short drive for a Hallmark measure, a sandwich and pizza pleasure, at an Eddie Leonard Sandwich Shop. You're never far from an Eddie Leonard Sandwich Shop.
Okay, what else you got over there? I'm hungry. What you got, Eddie Leonard?
Anything you like. The meatball sandwich is one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, they take a half a Ottenburg bread loaf roll, and they take the inside out, see?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, they gut it, I think is the expression. Back in the restaurant business.
Nice.
And then we pack it full of meatballs and juice, all sorts of onions, and a couple of hunks of big chesalalanias.
What else
and you bite, huh?
What else you got?
The bill. Here, it's
$12. I don't want a meatball sandwich.
No, it's good. That's the best sandwich that and the Eddie Leonard original. A steak sandwich is fabulous.
Yeah.
A delicate, sliced, thin piece of steak that you can admire the pattern of the silverware through.
How about a pizza?
Huh?
Pizza.
Yeah, we got one of those. It leans a little, though.
Yeah.
No, they've got delicious pizzas. You like pizzas? Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Oh,
pizza.
It looks like pizza.
Como pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
I like one of them.
Huh?
With some sausage on it. Some mushrooms. Some up there, Reginald.
Reginald. Yeah, he works another station.
I like it. I like
Don't promote
that.
The opposition
okay,
here.
Well, you fix me up one to go.
Okay.
And,
you're the one to go right now. Get out of here. Here's Norman Goofoff and his wonderful, wonderful thing.
Oh, that's classy. Oh, that's
yes, your brother Uzi, I remember me and Roy. We were riding down Santa Fe, and I remember they had that kind of music. Gene Autry was singing.
Gene Autry.
Hail the Redskin.
You riding down to Santa Fe?
Yeah, it was in 1899. Archer's voice just changed.
Oh, okay, Grubby. Thank you just a whole lot.
Well, I'll be moving
on.
I gotta slip on over here to the union office and pick up my my teeth.
Good boy. Well, this is the Joy Boy Show. Walker and Scott, and right now, let's get things moving here. What do you say?
Dr. Shrinker, I want to talk to you about improving my faulty memory.
Of course, Mr. Sideburn. Go right ahead.
I forget things. Important things. Like, well, I had to write this note to make sure I call Merchants to move my office.
You mean Merchants Transfer and Storage Company, right?
Who?
Merchants Transfer and Storage Company.
Oh, yes.
Experts on moving households, offices, and objects of all types for over 80 years.
Merchants, yes. I must remember that name. You know, I'm going to be moving my office soon.
Yes, you had a note about it.
I don't want to have to depend upon notes anymore.
Well, we'll try setting up a conditioned reflex, as in the famous case of Pavlov's dog, who responded every time he heard a bell.
Oh, yes, that's remarkable. I should recall that.
Now then, each time I ring this bell, we'll say together, call Merchants to move your office, and after some repetition, every bell will remind you of your note.
Oh, that's good,
right?
Good.
Call Merchants to move your office. Call Merchants to move your office. Now try it alone. Merchants, Transfer and Storage Company, Lincoln 77777. Merchants moves anything. Down, boy, down.
Stop licking his hand. Get out of here. Out. Boy, some people you just never know.
If they'd been as good to you as they'd been to me, you'd lick their hands.
I see what you mean. How would you like a little comedy right now?
Yeah, we need that. Yeah. It's been about 40 minutes.
So far, nothing. Yeah.
Nothing, really.
I noticed you're keeping a scorecard over there.
Can't hear you. I got this scorecard in my ear.
Oh, okay. How about a little Wes Harrison, the guy that makes all the sound effects with his voice and his mouth? And he is probably one of the most requested telephony records we have. Wes Harrison talking about the guy going on the big duck hunt, and this guy's going by boat.
This next one's got it made. All he has to do is step off of the pier into the boat, a very simple task. And so ends the story of the big duck hunt. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
There he goes. Every time I go duck hunting, I always take a pound of cheese with me.
Why's that, sir?
I love cheese and quackers.
Cheese and quackers, yeah. Well, I think that's very good. Nice.
Hey, let's see on,
good night and good grief.
More pork sausages, Mom.
Once.
Please.
Upon a time, there was this lady named Mom, whose children constantly asked for more pork sausages until one day, good old Mom's decided that variety is the spice of Park's products, too. So she brought home some Park's brown and served scrapple. See? Park scrapple. Brown the scrapple, serve the scrapple, and you'll see. Scrapple's good when it's from the Park's famous flavor people.
Brown and serve, Park's famous flavor scrapple.
More Park's sausage.
More Park's scrapple, Mom.
Please?
I was going to say please.
Scrapple or sausage, it's Park's famous flavor all the way. Next time you're in the store, pick up some Park's Famous Flavor sausage made from that secret old recipe and delicious seasonings. Park's Famous Flavor sausage and scrapple. More, Mom.
Something that very few people know. We just found this out. The kid on that commercial. That's an old commercial, you know. That kid's been saying, more Park's. We found out that was Larry Walton before his voice changed.
Now it's shot completely.
Yeah,
right?
Walton never did say please either. And he's really, if you'd like to hear somebody that is, how can you describe Walton? Just listen to him weekdays here, 10 to 2 on WRC. It's the Walton thing to do. Yeah, he's...
Hey, I belong to his father's club.
You belong to Larry's father's club?
That's right.
Son, I say, boy. Yeah, which one of you and I just took time off from the Senate to come over and talk to you about a new bill that I'm introducing tomorrow?
What kind of bill is that, sir?
The bill I got at the old club the other night. I was on business. I'm going to get them to pay it.
Yeah. Let me take a look at that here.
Yeah, look what I had for dinner here. I was a wonderful dinner.
Seems very reasonable. Peanut soup.
Peanut soup. I'll start with peanut soup.
Peanut soup. So like I said, you got some salads.
Salad, fresh salad.
Chicken, what they call it?
Laurelie.
Chicken Laura Lee, $1.90 and the peanuts, $25 worth of grits.
Yeah, dinner's not a dinner without a mess of grits, boy.
Well, did they get you with the grits over there?
Yeah,
did you
well,
get the grits
sure
a fit?
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Grits give you a fit.
I just love that southern hospitality.
Yeah.
And that little cute little waitress, she kept bringing them grits.
She's the same one that sells wallpaper to Dyer
That's
Brothers.
That's the one, yes. And I just couldn't resist her. As a matter of fact, we're being married tomorrow.
Well, isn't that romantic?
Yeah, not particularly. No.
Little hog jowls running rampant over a field of lilies, huh?
I might recommend the old club, all you people that are visiting in Washington and the folks that live here. And you know more about it than I do.
Well, I just can mention
that. You're the announcer. I'm just I'm a legislator, son.
You're actually a beast.
I'm not an announcer.
No, you're
actually, I'm an actor.
You're a very bad actor.
Give me my money. I'm leaving.
I think we've been having
all right.
Yeah, that's right. Here you go.
All right. Here's, as you go through life.
Very good. There you go. Thank you very much. Sid sent you some free tickets to the next Columbia picture appearing over at the Y, which is known as Fright Night at the Y. But the old club at 555 South Washington Street, Alexandria, has been there since 1758. It's a marvelous restaurant. They specialize in really good, original southern cooking. It's like a miniature trip to Williamsburg. There's free parking in the back and just a lovely place to go. Everything from peanut soup to pecan pie at the old club in Alexandria. Thank you.
You say George Washington used to go there?
George Washington was his private club.
Something
for years.
Has always puzzled me.
What's that?
Was he a heavy tipper?
No, as a matter of fact, they tell me he was as tight as his teeth.
We'll be together.
That was my orchestra, my musicians, my leadership. I commanded the whole thing. My name is Bert Kempfert. K-A-E-M-P-F-E-R-T. Remember that?
It's the longest call letter I've ever heard, Wes.
Going to be famous someday.
So it's the name of the song, Someday We'll Meet Again.
That's right.
Or We'll Be Together.
Play lots of my records, please.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Kempfert. Good night.
Achtung. There he goes, down the hall, up the block. Well, Walker and Scott the Jolly Boy still beating out the radio show of life here at the humble studios of the National Broad Casting Company here in the high-top Sin Hill in the nation's capital. And we're delighted to have with us on the show tonight the great sponsor that's been with us now for an hour and a half. Got the ironclad clause in their contract, Citizens Banks of Maryland, right?
Oh, yeah. And this is the time of year when people are coming into town, taking them on tours all around town. On your right, you'll now see Lincoln Memorial and the statue there. Be sure to include a tour of the Beltway so you can see all 31 Citizens Bank of Maryland locations. You laugh. You scoff at me for saying that. Well, let me just tell you, there are 31 Citizens offices all over Montgomery and Prince George's and Anne Arundel County. I always have trouble with that. Thank you for hitting me there, because Anne Arundel County. And
you do the same for me.
I certainly would.
You have my teeth.
Come on over, and you can use any and all of these 31 locations as though it were your main office, regardless of where you opened your bank account. And you come on over there, and they can take care of all of your banking needs, trust funds, anything else that you have going for you. And those hours. Oh, listen, those hours. Open in the morning before work, in the evening after work, and on Saturdays up until noon. Citizens Bank and Trust Company, members of the FDIC, and that's the Federal Deposit Insurance.
Hey, it's
Company.
Wonderful, Sonny. I used to be in show business myself.
You did, sir.
My wife and I were the famous Zazzaloffs.
The Zazzaloffs?
Yes.
And you're Papa Zazzaloff?
I'm Papa Zazzaloff. My wife, Myrna, she's not with us tonight, though.
Uh-huh.
We were on the Sullivan Show 2 weeks ago.
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan on the television up in New York.
Yes, fine.
They're doing what they call sort of reminiscence night, you know?
Oh, yes.
And Grandma, she did her original act where they shot her out of a cannon.
Into a net.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Only Annette wasn't there that night, and she went through the CBS floor.
Oh, dear.
They made her vice president, though. She landed on her head.
Oh, the music of Michel Legrand, and that's from the Happy
ending. Barbara Streisand, what are you doing the rest of your life? Now, that had some class to it.
Beautiful record. One of the prettier records we played tonight. I like that sort of record. Would you do me a favor now?
What?
Would you get off my lap?
Oh,
I mean, I enjoyed
I got to
having you here during the last 3 minutes.
Listen, I'm having trouble getting the last year's things.
What's the matter?
And, I heard somebody on the air the other day say something about trying on the new shapes at Kirby's.
That's right.
I thought I'd go, is that a clothing store?
Well, sort of, kind of.
And, I'm looking for something in a midi, not a maxi or a midi.
Well, we can put you into a midi.
Something like that.
We can get you into a midi-length automobile for mini payments.
An automobile.
For maximum performance.
Listen, Junior, I need some clothes. Who needs the other?
I kind of think you're interesting the way you are right here.
Good heavens.
Oh, thank heaven. Now, you slip on over there, definitely. First slip into something comfortable, like maybe a towel, and then go on over to Kirby Dodge, 10th Street, North Washington Boulevard in Arlington, Virginia, where they've been now for 41 years, almost 42 years.
Hmm.
And they sell, as you might suspect, by the name Kirby Dodge.
Now, they sell the Kirby.
They sell the Kirby. It's a vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
And I guarantee it's cleaner than the average fare, and it's a wonderful car. You just plug it in the wall as far as the extension cord will take you. Now, you knucklehead, they sell a Dodge.
Oh, the Dodge. Yes.
You go to Kirby Dodge to buy a Dodge. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't get a Pontiac there unless you got a used Pontiac.
Okay. I want it air-conditioned.
They've got that air-conditioned Dodge.
Stereo radio in
That's very good. You want a cartridge tape deck on it, too?
Oh, why not? Let's go for everything.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
We have it all.
And a motor.
Yeah. No, well, now it's a little tough. You're asking for the sky here. But get on over to Kirby Dodge. Check out the Polara, the Coronet, the Charger, the Challenger. That's the new one. And the economical compact Dodge Dart. Great automobile. I guarantee you're going to like it. Marvelous.
If you say so.
10th Street North Washington Boulevard.
You look like an honest guy. I guess I'll take your word for that.
Trust me. I wouldn't lie to.
I'll bet.
Sincere from the heart.
Okay. Kirby Dodge. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. Gee, I like to do a nice kid a favor like that. Ed, where's my watch?
It was right here by my...
Where's
my
ring,
wallet.
Ed?
Where's my... Hey.
Ed, your shirt.
Hey, come back here, lady.
I'm going to bring my...
Hey.
Ed,
hey.
My trousers. Back. Anything.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Well, that's it, folks. I want to thank our producer, Richard the Lionhearted, our director, Marco Polo, script and special material by Quinn Isabella, and our lawyers, Clarence Darrelly.
Yeah, we lost another
Good night to Sam Hacker, who hacked another one to death here from the studios, and good night to Hoosier Hickman, wherever you are, and good night to Nelson, wherever you were. Walking Scott say, stay gifty, girls.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio.
NBC in Washington, WRC. I'm getting out of here.